If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Hello, hello, hello. This is a glimpse into the workroom, the premium feed of Sissy Dead Pod, and this is a 10-minute clip of our coverage of the finale of UK versus the World. We've been covering the whole season over in the premium feed, so if you haven't signed up yet and you'd like to, it's not too late. For €5 a month, you can head over to Headstuff Podcast and you can get the whole season, all the coverage, all the really great guests we've had, and all the back catalogue, the future catalogue, and you'll know you're supporting the show, and that will be eternally appreciated. But here's that 10-minute clip. It's a new day in the workroom, and we are talking about UK versus the World. It's the finale time, and I'm joined by the one and only Miss Taylor Trash. How are you keeping?
Hello, I'm mighty fine. Thank you ever so for inquiring after my well-being.
How?
And I just watched another pitch, win a crown again. Yeah. So much fun watching everybody else win crowns.
So we bumped into each other at DragCon. You are a drag queen in London. What was it like to see your sisters compete on an international stage this season?
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, I do know all of them personally too. So to see them having their moment is just so great. You know, they've been working for so many years in the scene, and we've all been toiling away. So it's great to get them see their, you know, their return and have their second chance at the top. Mm.
I asked you when we were like DMing who you were rooting for coming into this finale, and I got a very pageant answer. So I'm going to ask you again, who were you like, if you were to pick one person that you're rooting for, who was it?
For the top four.
Well, no, for to win this episode, the one we watched.
Oh, so, but well, I mean, I have to say Miss Tia, because I've known Tia Coffey for many, many years, and she's a good friend of mine, and I love her so much. I don't really know Le Grand Dame. I don't know Marina. You know, I don't know Hannah Conda.
Okay.
I love them all.
All right. I mean, that makes sense.
But I love Miss Tia. I know her very well.
Well, I actually didn't know. I saw some like infographics on Instagram that Tia, if you know, they've been doing badges this season, but there's always been kind of like a top two in each episode. And if you like work at, people online have been working at this like point system based on safe and high, etc. So if you include all the wins that Tia didn't win, if that makes sense, she lip synced but she didn't get the badge. She actually had the best track record this season.
She did?
Yeah.
I don't know why I sound so surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised. Look, I think because Marina has three badges because she won three lip syncs, it felt like she was way in the lead. But actually, I think like Tia had been in the top just as many times as her, if not more.
I suppose so. It's done on, is it aggregate? Is that the right word? I'm trying to remember my horse betting day. And yeah, because, you know, Marina was in the bottom. Because it was that moment where if you're not in the top, you're in the bottom. So then she would have had that bottom ranking, which would probably have stood against her when they did the aggregation.
System. Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. So like Tia was in the top four times and safe three times, whereas Marina was only in the top two, three times. So yeah, I was actually surprised. And Hannah Conda had basically had the same track record as Marina as well. She did really well. So yeah, it really did feel like Marina was by far in the lead, but I mean, that all went up in the air this episode.
Well, I mean, you know, something that she can take away from this is that it really was her season, you know? If you look at her performance and some of the beautiful runways that she showcased, you know, it's such a skill, it's such a talent. I think that she really was a standout, you know? It goes about saying. And also, did you see how she's like this, call me? I know they'll be calling her. They should get her on one of those like global all-stars or something like that, you know? And then she, I've never obviously done Drag Race, but I've done drag competitions locally. And, you know, it's not always the winning that counts. You know, they have that losing is the new winning or whatever it is, like. And it really is, I think, because you can go away afterwards and you can define how you want to, you know, be perceived yourself and do it on your own terms, possibly without the weight of having a, you know, a crown and a lovely rhinestone scepter.
Mm. Exactly. I mean, we were speaking to Janie JK on the podcast, and she was saying how Jujubee's mantra was always to never win, because then you can always be asked back, whereas once you won... I mean, now we have all winners, I guess. But, you know, once you've won, your story ends, which so
that's
yeah.
It. Unless they do another winter season, that would be cool.
That would be cool, for sure. And I mean, there's lots of winners that they can add into it. okay, so let's jump into the top of the episode. A bit of a interesting format change this episode. It was kind of like, here's the bit from last week, here's the reunion, here's the finale, all in an hour. But I actually kind of liked it. Were you surprised to see that Tia had also chosen to eliminate Scarlett, or did you think she was maybe going to go for like a Marina or a La Grande Dame?
Oof. I mean, in that moment, I feel like it would be a very strategic thing to have removed Marina from the competition at that point. But, you know, gosh, the fallout from that afterwards from the fan base would have been catastrophic. And I think it would have, you know, potentially mired her success after the show. Although I don't think it's really damaged Blue that much with what she did to Miss Panjana.
Yeah, that's it.
We do love a gag.
Yeah, but, we've our anger is very short attention span. I think like we forget about these things that we're just like.
Oh, absolutely. Me. You know, I have to say, I do feel like, you know, she look, I'm stuttering and stumbling now on my words. I think that Scarlett did a fantastic job, but I do think that it was, you know, it was her time in the show, or at least that's how it was portrayed to us as viewers. I think that when, you know, as Hannah said tonight in the reunion, she knows that she hadn't done so well herself, but she's not going to send herself home. So she has to go like that. So that was it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think it was a solid reasoning, to be honest. It was surprising to see how, you know, how upset they all were about it, because when you go on a program like that, you got to understand that people will be sending each other home. You signed up for that. So, you know, you got to roll with the punches and just be happy to be there. Happy to have that opportunity. That's what I think.
Some of them were pressed. Did you prefer this reunion format to the Tic Tac Lunch, etc.?
I quite like the reunions. I think they should just have their own episode, because back in the day, they used to be so fantastic. Like, who cannot forget that season? The season one reunion was just iconic. The season two reunion, you know.
Three with the Heathers and all that. And Raja gives Stacey the necklace. Yeah.
Give them that moment. I think it's just, you know, more screen time. Yes, it costs more money in production and whatever, but like it's just such great, you know, entertainment. And all of those queens that go on that show, they do such a great job of entertaining us week after week, you know, and giving us another week with them all chatting and, you know, the fur flying. It's good entertainment for us.
Yeah, it is for sure. I mean, I actually quite liked the substitution of the Tic Tac Lunch into the reunion into this episode, and I don't know, compared to the Americans, we know, you know, us here on the British Isles, that Brits and the Irish, you know, we are not as conflict comfortable, you know, where but I was surprised how much like some of these people really got into it. Like Jumpers was raging. Jumpers came to fight and I was kind of living for it.
Oh, she loves the drama. Maybe she was the drama this week, this season.
Yeah. Definitely this week. Like, her and Scarlett definitely looked like, you know, they were chewing on several wasps, I think, throughout the episode. But I have to say, of the three queens in light blue, Scarlett, Tia and Jumpers, I thought Jumpers looked the best.
Oh, and of the looks?
Yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous.
That's absolutely gorgeous.
And Michelle even commented on her, you know, her glow up in her fashion this time around. So that's always must be so nice to hear.
Yeah, no, definitely. What did you make of Pixie Polite getting dragged into the whole thing?
To be honest, I don't know what that story or that beef is. But I'm happy for Pixie because it gives her some more television time and some more cultural relevance. And that's what we all want. And also, one of my interviews from DragCon, actually, the video with Pixie is the highest performing video that I've got on the YouTube channel. So, you know, any mentions of Pixie is great. So everyone keep watching that video.
That's all for this. If you want to hear the full episode, head over to headstuffpodcast.com to stay abreast of what we're covering here on the premium feed and all the future seasons going forward. I shall see you there.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.